Ooh, man, it's been a while since I've done one of these. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Storytime on the You Can Miss Me With That podcast. This is where, as of right now and for the foreseeable future, I tell stories about different things that happened in my life, and hopefully you guys start contributing to this as well. It's kind of crazy when you kind of think back on the kind of some of the crazy stuff that's happened in your life, like, oh crap, we did that, oh crap, we did that, oh crap, we did that. And it's just like, it's kind of crazy, like oh, you have all these great stories that like you never get to share, and obviously you cannot like incriminate yourself at the same time, you know, just in case you got a good job or something. Also, people from my job, I don't got nothing like that, so y'all can calm down. But the title of this edition of Storytime says, I'm going to tell you guys about the one and only time that I went with my family on a safari. So for those of you that don't know, a safari is basically where you hop in like a really nice car, basically a Jeep, and you drive around like a preservation area. I guess almost anywhere. Just this one, I guess the stereotypical places like in Africa, where you drive around, you just watch like the animals in their natural habitat. And if you've seen like plenty of videos on like Facebook or anything, like the one where that cheetah just hops in on the top of the Jeep and is just chilling there because it's so hot and it's just using the shade, knowing like there's like a little sunroof kind of thing, just kind of filtering in, knowing that the cheetah could just dive in there and murder everybody. So, and Tony Baker did a really good parody of this. But, safaris are pretty cool. They're pretty cool. And my family's been on multiple. I only went to one. And this is basically the reason why. So, obviously, I am from Africa, but a lot of my little cousins are not. They were born in America, so they can technically run for president. And I don't even know why I brought that up. And it's just one of those things that, you know, my family's trying to get them like to understand their African culture and this side of the family. And even though technically both sides of the family are African, just that, you know, they've been in America for so long that I had a part in it. My mom and like the elder statesmen of the family were like, you know what, let's take them on safari. So first things first, I didn't want to go. Like, well, first of all, I didn't want to go because I was just being lazy. So I decide to go, right? And we roll up to the place. Everybody's having a good time. We're figuring out the particulars of how many cars we're going to take, blah, 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 this and that. My little cousins are being little cousins, whatever. And we hop in the car, you know, and just drive right into the preservation area. I mean, mind you, we're talking huge tracts of land. And for about the first hour or two, we don't see anything, right? You don't see it. Like, there's no lion mauling a gazelle. There's no, you don't see anything, like no animal in sight. And of course, you know, the little ones starting to get bored and starting to complain. And, oh, there's nothing happening, blah, blah, blah. And we were going for so long that, you know, people start falling asleep. Right. And I'm one of them. Like, I'm sitting in the front seat next to the driver because I was curious. I'm asking driver questions about his job and blah, blah, blah. What's the crazy thing he's seen? Which I remember. He's like, oh, I remember driving with a family. They were driving past a tree. Like, it's kind of like, let's say 10, 15, 20 yards away. And there's a group of gazelle. And I remember watching the cheetah just dive in, like you know, like when you see a entertainer, like when he dives into the crowd, that's what the cheetah did. He dove into the herd of bison or whatever they were. I can't remember exactly what he said the animal was, and you just hear this. He just saw this huge dust up of this cheetah just holding on. And if you ever watch any of those nature shows on Netflix or whatever streaming service, if you still got cable, I don't know why, but if you still got cable, like, they tell you about how hard it is for like a cheetah to get one of those things. Like, one in five hunts are successful, anything like that. And this dude just said cannonball. This cheetah said cannonball into like the herd. He's starting a mosh pit. And you just remember, as the dust settles, this bison is literally running with the rest of the herd as the cheetah is biting on its neck and holding on for dear life. And it was weird because the bison kept trying to join the herd, but the herd would run away from the bison. And obviously, the bison is a full-on predator on him. And you know, the bison ran around a little bit longer. Eventually, you know, you're losing blood. You got this cheetah on you, and eventually it succumbs. And, you know, the cheetah has food to eat for however long the cheetah consumes the food. So he's telling me that. And then we're kind of driving past this kind of like marshy area. And, you know, I'm starting to kind of get sleepy a little bit. You know, I'm in and out of sleep. And then I stop, like, you know, the car stops. And then you see like probably, I'm going to say 10 yards, 15 yards away, like some rhinos are crossing like the little road area, because they're really high, tall grass on each side of the road. So first of all, from all my video game experience, like, this is straight ambush quality. Like, bro, back up. Back up to the intersection we turned down. First of all, that is a rhino, right? Like, if there's any such thing as OP, like, rhinos are it. Like, hippos, I feel like, are like overpowered. Elephants, basically, most animals are overpowered, right? I mean, if you ever really think about it, like, you ever seen a monkey, like, they go, first of all, stop. Go on Google and Google the shaved monkey. And that thing is jacked, son. A monkey can just straight up rip your arm off if it wanted to. But they're nice and just fling poop at us. Like, that Planet of the Apes stuff, that stuff messes with me because, man, that could actually happen. Like, and not even, like, them getting intelligent or anything like that. They could just, like, rip your arm off and beat you to death with it because that's how strong they are. And monkeys, orangutan, whatever. So let me go back to the story. So we're sitting there. You see like one baby rhino go across, second baby rhino go across, and then you know, kind of like a minute kind of waits, right? So then the driver's like, okay, we good, right? And my butt's like, so I'm sitting there like, maybe we missed the parent going first, you know, but you're still hearing the ruffling. I'm like, that just must be the baby like stuff. So then we drive up probably about 5 yards, and then another baby rhino like runs across the thing, and it stops and it looks at us, right? And then it makes some kind of noise and then runs completely across. And then I'm sitting there like, well, that wasn't good, right? That definitely didn't sound good. And then right as the driver's like starts creeping forward, I'm like, even in my mind, I'm like, yo, like the little Swahili that I know, hey, let's stop, you know black, like, first of all, not even black, you ever just had that feeling like something bad's gonna happen, right? Like, for some reason you don't want to go down this road today, for some reason you usually like take a back alley to work, you don't want to go down it, or for some reason you took that left instead of a right, whatever it was, that feeling in the back of your neck where your hair stands up, you're like, yo, hold up. So I have that feeling full blown, and I'm telling the driver like, yo, just stop. And I look in the back, everybody's passed out, you know. So me, I'm basically like, I'm representing the family in this talk with the driver, like, my man, just stop. And he's like, don't tell me how to do my job. I'm like, you right, but so unless you literally saying that scream, and I am, this point, I am full American right now, I'm in full American mode, so you were telling me that noise is right, like, not even full at this point, like, full American. Then I went full black, like, I'm black, like I'm full, like, you know when black people hear some kind of crazy noise and they're like, uh-uh, we ain't doing that. And we just, that's where I'm at. I'm like, so he's like, don't tell me to do my job. I'm like, all right, but I'm just telling you, that scream didn't sound right. So we'll probably creep in like a yard, two, three. And then the biggest animal I have ever seen, like, yeah, you've seen elephants, but you know, the behind case, you kind of don't get it or whatever. Like this animal was right there. Like, I could have thrown like a Nerf football at it. We're talking, it's 5-6 yards away, right? And it's, you could, and first of all, doing a research, it's the mother of the baby rhinos that just ran across. First of all, anybody ever, like, you don't ever mess with like a mother's kids, you know? Like, you always hear the kind of those crazy stories where, like, the mom does some freaky stuff, whether they're humans or anything else. And at that point, I'm like, this is it. Like, holy crap, what's about to happen? This mother rhino stops. It looks at us, right? And this is, like, the one that didn't have its, like, the poachers didn't get the horn yet. Which, first of all, that's dumb. That's dumb that y'all do that. Poachers. That's dumb. Because you are literally, first, the fact that they thought like rhino horns are like cure for ED or whatever the hell it was, that's a whole nother podcast or anything like that. Like, you're hunting these species to extinction, right? So the baby, the mother rhino looks at us. Then the fucking I'm probably gonna start cussing now. The fucking father walks across the damn road, right? And that motherfucker's like, "Oh, you thought my wife was big? Yo, hold up, check me out." And if, so it rolls in with the last like rhino thing, a last baby rhino, and they're going to cross. So then the driver just stands there. I look at the driver. He's still kind of like looking, right? I'm like, all right, nothing. No sudden moves, no nothing. And then so he starts backing up, like he's creeping back a little bit. You know, I'm like, all right, I'm in full support. Yo, let's give the rhinos as much room as they need, all right, to feel safe, to come across, right? And then so he stops suddenly. Like, we're probably now 10 yards away. For those of you that have played football, think about it. 10 yards. 10 yards. All the Chiefs fans, hey, football, whatever, 10 yards. For basketball players, I don't know, half the basketball court. Like, the thing where at half court, the rhino's at the baseline. I don't know. Keep going, whatever. So he stops suddenly. The female rhino freaks out and starts charging the car. And I'm getting hit first. Like, I'm in the... And first of all, in Kenya, they flip the driver's seat. So I'm technically where the driver would be in an American car. So that thing is straight running towards me. And I'm like, I look at the driver. The driver's frozen. Like the Get Out kind of stare. Except even more peril on his face once the dude gets hypnotized. And I'm like, yo, I'm literally screaming at him, back up the car. He doesn't move. He does not move. Right? Shocked, peril, like complete, like this is like rethinking about his life and how he got to this point, because I was right there too, watching like the look in that rhino's eyes. Like that primal, like, yo, you're not about to mess with my kids. Just running right toward me, right? So then the rhino stops. I'll probably say 6 yards, goes about 6 yards, stops, because then he realizes, oh, y'all not about that life. Well, I'm about that life. So then it turns around and goes back to where the family enters the thing. And then the driver freaking cocks the thing forward, like, you know, he it's on the gear shift, he probably puts it in drive. The freaking rhino comes back like, you testing me? Like, it turns around, like, mid-stride, turns around. It's like, y'all really testing me. And I'm like, yo, back up. I'm literally grabbing the dude's arm. Back up. I got rent to pay. Like, I'm still in college at this point. Like, y'all not taking me out like this, for real, for real. Was I in college? Was it my first? No, I was in college. I was in college. And I'm sitting there like, nah, I still got graduate college. Like, I'm starting to cry a little bit because... that's a full grown ass animal that's about to destroy this car if it wanted to. So, you know, it turns around and starts walking back toward the car. Now it's just walking like it's testing us. Like, what's up? So then we slowly back in the car up probably about another 5 yards. Then the female rhino turns around and hops in those tall grass and is gone. I cannot explain to you what I said to that driver. I cussed him out in English. The few cuss words I knew in Kikuyu, I cussed him out. The few cuss words I knew in Swahili, I cussed him out. I was screaming so loud at him, my family woke up. They're like, what happened? I'm like, y'all don't even know. My problem was that the driver did seem like he was prepared. Like, he actually, like, so he found his fight or flight instinct. And he didn't fight. He didn't fly away. He just stood there. And I'm like, my man, my entire family's life is in your hands. I'm not saying you got a freaking Tokyo Drift around it. But I'm like, yo, wait till we got the all clear from the rhino itself. If that rhino wanted to, I would not be here today. I wholeheartedly believe that. And all because it was under the pretense. And first of all, I'm not going to fault the mother rhino for thinking that. We were threatening his kids. Like, I'm a mother rhino, like, these people out here thinking that I'm not about this life. Y'all, I'm not about to mess with my kids. And I feel like every woman everywhere can mess with that. Every parent everywhere can mess with that. And then we never drop off. Like, my family wanted to, like, tip the guide. I was like, hell no. That dude didn't do his job adequately. We could be dead right now. We could be popping up on CNN and Fox News right now about American family killed by rhino in safari accident. That could have been us. And, you know, y'all people see those damn things. It's usually a white family, and you're like, what are you doing? Like, why y'all test the thing? Like, why? Like, why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? Like, all those dumb things, like, that you see. Like that black lady in New York who hopped the damn fence, and the freaking lion was like, this lady really want to die. Like, a couple months ago. Y'all remember that? Like, that's how it was. To this day, I have the utmost respect and fear for rhinos. Stop hunting them things. I'm not trying to see them things extinct, but I ain't trying to go on safari no more either. I like where I'm at right now. Oh my goodness. Like, I'm shaking right now thinking about it. Like, I remember getting home and just, you know, just kind of sit there and you take in the day and you, like, really realize what happened. And, like, tears are literally streaming down my face. Like, I could have died today. And I know people say that and say that. Like, some people, like, for real, like, that you can never convince me of that. I could have legitimately died that day from that rhino. And my family still didn't kind of get it. Like, oh, the rhino wasn't going to do anything. I'm like, I'm telling you, I was right there. I was going to be the first person to hit by that horn. You know, right when it tears through the car and hits me. The car, the engine, the carburetor, all that stuff. I'm number one. Like, that's it. Like, you know, when you watch the movies, the war movies, and, like, they're charging at each other, and the first guy who gets smirked, that's me. That would have been me. Needless to say, the rest of the vacation did not go as smoothly for me, because all I could think about was that damn rhino and its family. And I hope they living great. You know, I hope they had great lives. No poachers was messing with them, because I know they take care of them, because they're protected species. But, ooh, Lord. Ooh, Lord. I would feel a lot better if the driver even at least pretended like he knew what he was doing. Like, my man was not prepared at all. Might as well have been a baby driving that car. To take your car to the mechanic. And the dude just looks at it like, then why are we here? You were supposed to provide a service. Either way. Now I got to go deal with this. Because I realistically should never tell this story. But there you go. That was the time my family went on safari with me. So no safaris anymore for this guy. Like, I'll watch him on YouTube or something. But yeah. Anyway, guys, that was story time about the time my family went on safari. If you guys have anything you want to add, you guys can hit up the podcast on Facebook at YCMWT. Don't forget to like the Facebook page. You guys can also follow the podcast on Twitter at YCMWT. If you guys want to be a part of story time, you guys can call the podcast at 805-539-2698. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, review the podcast on any platform that you have it, because guys, that really helps out the podcast as much as you can. I know it's been a really podcast heavy January for you guys, and just a whole bunch of things coming out. So just, you know, I try to give you guys a story every now and then. And really, it's just dumb stuff that happens, except for this. This was not dumb. This was legitimately life-threatening. But, you know, just all the things that happen that you're like, oh, yeah, we did that. So, hope you guys enjoyed it. I'll see you guys on the next episode of whatever I'm doing, whenever you listen to this. All right, bye, guys. Stay safe.